time for small talk or idle time.
We're not going to rob you or kill you, but you're certainly on the path to be killed. This is Huron country.
And singing as loud as you can will most certainly let them know you are here.
Ah, I forgot. Being all alone out here, a body can slowly go mad. All I've had to talk to since leaving Albany has been my horse, and she doesn't answer back.
Where are you headed?
For Ticonderoga. Am I in the vicinity?
We're about 3 miles away.
Thank you, lad.
Are you a peddler?
Me? No. Jonah Gibbs is the name. Seeing the country and heading to Ticonderoga.
There's not much to be had there.
Oh, there may be.
We'll accompany you, and no singing unless you want to come face to face with the Huron war party.
That's very kind of you.
I'm Captain Taylor. This is Degatawitta, and this is my son, Adam.
Pleased to make your acquaintance. Would you like to ride? Plenty of room in the wagon.
Adam, why don't you ride up there with Mr. Gibbs? Degatawitta and I will walk on ahead.
All right.
Right up here, lad.
Keep your musket at the ready. If we're attacked, they'll be on us before you know it.
Very well, very well.
I thought it was you up here, Corporal Bromley.
Gertie?
Are you on watch?
No. I was just looking at the view. That mountain.
The mountain with the scary name? Snakebite Hill?
Rattlesnake Hill.
Rattlesnake, snakebite, what's the difference?
The difference is, if the snake bites you, you'll die. The hill will do nothing.
Unless there's a cannon on top of it.
True.
And if there is a snake on top of the hill that bites the man firing the cannon, then we would be in luck, wouldn't we, love?
Do you really mean that? Or are you just trying to get a few laughs?
A few laughs? No, I don't do anything for laughs. Well, sometimes at the tavern to cheer up the lads.
So it's not an act?
Is what not an act?
The way you act. That's really you?
Who do you think it is? Queen Charlotte.
You sent for me, Colonel.
Yes, Captain Campbell. Please, have a seat. I'm concerned that we have had no communication from Crown Point. I don't know if the army is still there or if they've moved to Canada by now.
The winter was harsh, and we were unable to get couriers through.
I do not know if we should expect to see the French sailing down the lake to retake the fort, or if General Amherst will return triumphant.
All we can do is batten down the hatches and await orders.
You may be prophetic more than you know. This could very well be the lull before the storm. Ticonderoga is still a strategic target.
Aye, and with the repairs we've made, a very strong target that will be almost impossible to capture.
Still, we must always be on our guard for an attack. We cannot grow complacent.
And we won't. But rest assured, Colonel, I've been in many a fortress and many a years with the 42nd, and never have I been in one such as this.
Do you mean that in a good way or a bad?
Ah, in a good way, sir. I'd done any army that would take it, and I was with one that tried.
Yes, indeed you did.
Oh, and speaking of trying, sir.
Yes, Captain Campbell.
It's about the well, sir.
What about it?
The ground isn't cooperating on account of that it's frozen solid.
Oh, quite right.
Corporal of the Guard, open the gate.
Gate is opening. It's Captain Taylor and a wagon.
A wagon? He didn't leave with a wagon.
He's returning with one.
Good morning, Captain Taylor.
Heywood.
Close the gate.
As you can see, Gibbs, there isn't much room at the fort, so your wagon will most likely need to stay outside the walls.
As long as I don't have to stay outside the walls with it, that would be a nice thing indeed. But for now, where does one get a liquid libation?
That would be the tavern. It's over there, to the left of the Sally Port.
Gentlemen, would you care to join me and allow me to buy you a mug of their finest to repay you for the safe and secure escort here to the fort?
Maybe just one. But then we'll need to get back out on the trail and continue to scout the area.
After you, Mr. Gibbs.
Thank you, laddie.
Adam? Captain Taylor. Didn't expect to see you back so soon.
Neither did we.
Did I hear? I did. Captain Taylor, this is a surprise. I thought you were scouting.